Well, I think the debris is not 100% conclusive, but I'd say it's 99% conclusive that the aircraft apparently went into the water. And so I believe that everyone is resigned to the fact that we're now in a recovery mode, not a rescue mode. And so today I understand they're bringing some underwater assets out somehow to see if they could locate a wreckage. But the community is obviously greatly saddened and shocked. And but I think everyone understands the implication of finding the debris where it was located. It was found, I believe, by a local boat that was out searching because the fog was so thick the aircraft couldn't get in that area.
Glenn, we're going to respect the families here and not mention who's involved. I imagine the names will be published by the authorities later in the day. The community is aware of who's involved and such, but these are all Port Allsworth folks, and we know that one family in particular was impacted very much by this tragedy here. What can you at least say about the community of Port Allsworth and who's been lost here, just in a general sense?
Well, I think that the community is so small that everyone knows everyone else, if not very directly or intimately, at least through great association and all that's happening in the community over the years. So it is an extended family, of course, pretty much everyone in the community, but there are several families, particularly the one family that had three family members in the plane. And so half of that family now is gone, apparently. We will have that conclusive evidence today, I would hope. To get an impact, Dave, of the impact of that, how many folks live in Dillingham?
Probably 2,400.
About 2,400. So it would be the equivalent of Dillingham having 48 deaths in one day. That would be the community impact. And I would imagine in Dillingham, if that happened, there would not be one person in town that wouldn't be affected. It would be almost a national tragedy of that scale. In Anchorage, it would be the equivalent to 6,000 people in one day dying.
I think it's safe to say that the thoughts and prayers of many people are with Port Allsworth this morning, as those numbers do make sense to people. Glenn, you've flown through that pass, I don't know how many times in your 50-year career, but do you have any sense of what may have happened, that this tragedy occurred? Is this an ice fog situation in your mind?
My personal take on it is probably, with the temperatures hovering near zero and the unfrozen lake steaming so bad, that initial steam coming off the lake is still in moisture. It's in liquid form as it steams. And any object moving through that fog would collect ice instantly, because the moisture would, as it hits an object, would freeze as it hits on that object. So I would imagine if the ice fog was very prevalent that day on the upper end of Lake Clark, which is near where the debris was found, I would imagine that with those conditions, I would expect the windshield in particular, but the propeller and all any service that is exposed to that ice fog as the plane is moving, the ice would collect on the impact area of wherever you were going through that. So the prop, the windshield, the front of the wings would all be collecting this ice. It's forming because of this liquid moisture rising off the lake that hasn't yet frozen.
Well, we may never know exactly what happened technically, but we certainly know what's going to happen emotionally with the Port Allsworth community and the families involved. And Glenn, I just want to thank you again for sharing some reaction from the community side and helping provide some context. And again, I'm sure that the thoughts and prayers of many of us are with you and yours. Thanks so much, Glenn.
Well, David, thanks so much for the contact, and I want to say a big thank you to our region. We've received calls literally from one end to the other of our region with folks expressing their thoughts and prayers with the community and with the families, and it's humbling and gratefully received that so many folks are so concerned in reaching out and showing that, and it's very much appreciated, and we will continue to follow the developments of what's happening here, and our biggest concerns are with the families that were directly involved and how we can help them and support them and sustain them through these very dark times that you're going through now.